Free. Yes, absolutely free. A sample of Vims, the new low-cost vitamin mineral tablets. Ladies, if you haven't tried yet, Vims, now's the time. Just send your name and address to this station. You'll soon receive a free sample of Vims. Remember, write to this station. Ask for your free Vims today.
Extra, extra, get your illustrated dress. Read all about the new Rinso. It's anti-sneeze and it washes clothes whiter. Extra, extra, read all about Rinso.
The new anti-sneeze Rinso presents Big Town, starring Edward G. Robinson with Ona Munson.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
And we got some live concert sounds, beginning with Stan Kenton.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's a new idea on one of the jazz standards, Bernie's tune.
Thank you.
On the air from the Make-Believe Ballroom, another session of the Big Band Swings program, opening up with a live performance from Stan Kenton and Bernie's Tune. We go to Hollywood Palladium, 1953, on the NBC radio network for the series Concert Encores for more Stan Kenton. And first up, they'll do Collaboration.
Thank you, Burgess. Ladies and gentlemen, the concert miniature encore program is well into the air this evening. We want to deviate from this mood music, in a sense, to something with a little spirit here. We'll start brewing one of these Cuban-American things here at the moment, a thing that has been called Cuban Night. But for the moment, we'll call it, as it possibly will eventually be known to be, 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. It's rather unique. It's the geographical location of Cuba. We're right here from the bandstand. Let's start finding it. Ready? Thank you. Cuban night, 23 degrees north and 82 degrees west. Aren't you?
No, sir.
Would you mind if you gave us a description of your wife, please?
About 5'5", 120, blonde hair.
5'5", she weighs 120, and she has blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Two children.
Two children. Does she cook well? And
very well. What's this got to do with anything?
Well, there's a composition that is called My Lady that I thought we'd kind of get into here. You've done very well at giving us some material facts. How about giving us some of the stuff that might be a little bit more poetic and abstract with this composition called My Lady, Lee Konitz. Thank you, Lee, and excuse me if I seem to put you on the spot here. At the moment, we're going to move a whole pile of music and get to an orchestration that we haven't played for several weeks, but it used to be a very important part of these shows, the concert miniature. Here is a rhythm thing, one of Russo's things that is titled, in a sense, directed at him because of him. Here it is. It's called Bill's Blues. Thank you. been entertained by Stan Kenton and his great orchestra as they brought you their concert encores, fresh interpretations of modern America's jazz. This concert has come to you direct from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. For the next Stan Kenton concert encores show, listen on Sunday evening, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. This is Warren Miles bidding you one and all good night for Stan Kenton and all the boys in the band.
Coming your way on KRBS, public radio for Acadiana, 88.7 broadcast, online, krbs.org. And it's the make-believe ballroom coming from the Avocado Room. Well-built hotel, built well. I'm Lee Kleinpeter.
This is NBC.
We're going to continue our live concerts and go to Dizzy Gillespie, and this is over in Pasadena, the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, 1948 concert. Let's turn it over to disc jockey and producer of this show, Gene Norman.
I proudly present in concert Dizzy Gillespie and his great orchestra. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening.
Now a little bebop vocal, Ooh, Your Crew.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to play a number that was composed by one of my best friends and contemporaries, Thelonious Monk, and it's Round About Midnight.
Thank you.
Vernon Duke, Ira Gershwin's I Can't Get Started at the 1948 concert, Pasadena Civic Auditorium, with Dizzy Gillespie and his big band in concert, along with Chano Pozzo and James Moody. I'm Lee for the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, Built Well, another session of the Big Band Swings program. More live radio, going to 1944 for the Armed Forces Radio Service Jubilee Program. Let's turn it over to Mr. Announcer, and then he'll turn it over to Ernie Bubbles Whitman, as we go to the Jubilee Program, 1944.
Hiya, Jax. Give us some skin. It's Jubilee! Men, do you feel more tutti than fruity? Do you feel more olive than pimento? Well, then latch on to this glory train, because tonight we're going to have ourselves a ball. Leading off the Grace Note Parade is the original Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing, Thelma Carpenter, Eddie Rochester Anderson, Count Basie and his fine men, with Buddy Rich on drums and sax man Illinois Jacket. And here's your master of ceremonies, as nice a group of men as you've ever met, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. Men are really going to peel the fuzz off your avocado tonight, because here's the Count of Basie himself and his solid group flinging it at you with Dinah! That was bouncy as a big ball of jelly. And just so nobody feels left out, Jubilee says hello to all cats who hail from the reed-bound coast of Maine to the dewy cliffs of Sunset Boulevard. Quote, hello cats, unquote. Now we turn to, just a minute here, somebody must have lost a barrage balloon. What do you want, fat stuff?
Quiet, Butterball, before I spread you out on a sandwich.
Well, it's Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Russin.
Yes, honey, yes.
Well, Jimmy, I must say you're looking very, very good these days.
I am?
Yes, so round, so firm, so fully packed.
Listen, I bet I'm not as heavy as you are.
Huh?
How much did you weigh the last time you got on the scale?
The last time I got on the scale?
Yes. What did the little white card say?
Nothing. Just came out and said, hey, get off. This is ridiculous. Well, tell me, Jimmy, how about yourself? What do you weigh?
I don't know exactly. This morning I went into the bathroom and jumped on the scales.
You jumped on the scales? Bathroom scales, what happened?
Now I live in the cellar.
Well, Jimmy, we've got a lot of requests for you to sing this week. What have you got in mind for the cats?
Oh, I'd like to sing Baby, Won't You Please Come Home.
Well, proceed, James.
Solid,
proceed.
Jack. Baby, won't you please come home? You left me daddy all alone. I have tried in vain never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that would never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? We need loving. Baby, won't you hurry home? Baby, won't you please come home? Left your little daddy all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke your daddy's heart, but that would never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear your daddy say, oh, babe, won't you please come on home? Daddy need loving. Baby, won't you please come home?
That was as moppy as a G.I. broom. Men, we're going to dribble your tasses up your alley tonight that'll leave your goblet overflowing with steam. And to prove I mean every word I say, here's a head steam fitter Count Basie fitting you with Rhythm Man.
Thank you.
you Count Basie and men. Count, come over here a minute.
Yes, Ernie.
Count, before you put the mayonnaise on the next order, I'd like to ask you something.
What is it?
I was just wondering. I asked Artie Shaw last week if he needed a singer for his band. You don't happen to need one, do you?
Well, I'm always in the market for a good singer, Ernie. Who have you got in mind?
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got enough points for
Well, I'd admit I'm a little stout, but I really can make the joint jump.
Jump? Brother, you can make it crumble.
Oh, me, nobody wants me, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to sing with somebody's orchestra, even if it's Phil Spitalny. Well, Count, you and Illinois Jacket have been riffing all afternoon. How about letting us in on the secret?
Okay, Ernie. It's a little bit of business called Rockabye Basie.
Well,
thank you.
thank you, Illinois Jacket. You and your sacks are welcome in Hot Horn Hall anytime. Now, so many of you have written in for Count Basie to play his theme song all the way through that it occurred to us to ask him. Count, how about it?
Sure, Ernie. The boys and I will be glad to play the 1 o'clock jump from Vamp to Coda, and hope you like it, men.
Oh, yes. Is about to bingo itself into the side pocket. And we're ready to stash the frame on the pad. Until we take up where we left off next week and every week, this is Ernie. I'd love to start chirping, but I can't find a Chick Whitman saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Coming your way from 88.7 KRVS in Lafayette Lake Charles on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Lee Kleinpeter at the Avocado Room high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. Thanks for joining us for another session of the Big Band Swing Show.
I'm DeJama Gagne, your host, every Tuesday at 10 p.m. for Passport to Modern Jazz here at 88.7 KRBS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Glamorous radio stars, ambitious politicians, and sly sambistas, join me for Samba at the Dawn of Modern Brazil, as we travel back to 1930s Rio and find out how samba became the sound of a nation. Next time, on Afropop Worldwide, from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Download and listen live to your favorite programs. It's all at